Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, December 19th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Star's James Marino.
James, the Sydney Theatre Company's production of The Present, starring Cate Blanchett and Richard Roxburgh, began performances at the Ethel Barrymore Theatre on Saturday. We'd mentioned it at the beginning of the week, I think, but didn't talk about it on Friday's show, so I wanted to make sure we gave a congratulations to everybody over at the Barrymore. The show is a new adaptation of Anton Chekhov's first play, The Platonov. All of our Russian experts let me know how much I screwed up that pronunciation. And it is scheduled to run through January 8th. I am sure if you want to see this, you probably should get a ticket very soon, because apparently the lines were down and around the block trying to get in for the first preview performances, which should not be a surprise to anybody who knows Cate Blanchett. So there is that, The Present. And then, James, I know you guys had an episode of This Week on Broadway come out yesterday.
Yes. Yes, we did. It was Michael Portantier, Jenna Tessa Fox, and me, and we had a really good time. We spoke to Rory Max Kaplan, who is in A Bronx Tale, the musical. Oh, we talked about Josh Groban in Great Comet, okay. And we all talked about In Transit, which is just two of, I think, five or six different shows that we spoke about.
Cool.
Okay, looking into our crystal ball, we see that God Looked Away, starring Al Pacino and Judith Light, to play Pasadena before Broadway.
Yeah, James, we've talked about this show a few times during its developmental process, and the last we heard was that after the debacle that was China Doll on Broadway, Pacino was being extra cautious with his project and making sure that it is in tip-top shape before if or when it finally comes to Broadway. That was seemingly confirmed on Friday when the Pasadena Playhouse announced that the show's first ever production would begin on February 8th in Southern California and would star two-time Tony winners Pacino and Light. In the show, Pacino plays an aging Tennessee Williams, and Light plays his longtime friend Estelle. Also returning to the cast is Miles Gaston Villanueva as Baby, Williams' boyfriend. Villanueva is a soap star who was also in the previous workshop incarnations of the show. Joining the cast will be Hairspray Live's Garrett Clayton, along with stage and screen vets Andrew Ditz, Matt Gottlieb, and Takuma Anzai. Robert Allen Ackerman, who directed Pacino on Broadway and Salome, will direct the show, which is slated to run through March 19th. James, based on that timetable, assuming that things go well with the production, which early reports are from people who saw the workshop, is that it's good enough to be on Broadway. I assume that if things go according to plan, this will eye a Broadway house in the fall.
Do you think it'll be the fall? I think maybe the following
summer?
Spring.
Oh, you think? Why is that?
Because I don't think that – I think that they'll want to capitalize and get some Tony Awards for this thing. Are at least nominations, and
it's tough to do that for a straight play that closes around the holidays.
Yeah, I think it's harder for a show to win a Tony Award if it's closed. Am I making that up, or I think that's true?
That's one of those things that a lot of people seem to believe anecdotally. I do not know the stats on that, and I'm sure that it's different with plays than it is with musicals, for obvious reasons. But I think that's true. I haven't looked at the data on it, but I think everyone kind of agrees that that's the conventional wisdom.
All right. Well, we'll have to see about this. And as we talked about before, where?
Yeah, if you wait till spring of 2018, that might make things a little easier, that you can start lining things up much further in advance.
We talked about on This Week on Broadway the number of new musicals this season, and I think the number that we came up with was 13 new musicals.
Wow.
This season. Not revivals, not the Miss Saigons, not the falsettos, not the not the Sunset Boulevards, new musicals, 13 of them. We came up with a list.
You
have to listen to This Week on Broadway for the list. We spent too much time figuring that out, how many it was. But I tell you, it's
Cats.
Cats
is a big one. Yeah, Cats. Sunset Boulevard. Yeah, those are big new ones. I'm just kidding. But you're right. There is a ton. And the spring itself has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 opening just in the spring. So that's a lot of new shows, which is cool.
Yeah. All right. And here's another one coming in for a landing. Susan Stroman directing new Alan J. Lerner musical.
Also on Friday, Deadline's Jeremy Gerard exclusively reported that Tony-winning director and choreographer Susan Stroman and New Yorker writer John Lair are collaborating on a new show called The Late Great Me, An Evening with Alan J. Lerner. One of the producers on the show is the legendary lyricist's daughter, Liza Lerner, who said of the project, quote, "No one has ever done a show about him." She continued saying that the new musical would not be a conventional book musical nor a review, but, quote, "a sophisticated show that would be compelling and fun," whatever that means. The musical will weave together portions of Lerner's real life and his musicals that he wrote alongside Frederick Lowe and Burton Lane, like My Fair Lady, Camelot, Paint Your Wagon, On a Clear Day You Can See Forever, and more. The show will have a New York workshop from March 23rd to April 7th, at which point a future for the production will be mapped out. No casting has been reported for the workshop as of yet, but if we hear and if it's worth reporting, we will do so.
It's sophisticated because it's got gold in it.
What's interesting about this is that the show apparently will have two narrators. One will be Alan J. Lerner and one will be Frederick Lowe. So I guess they're going to tell stories. I guess it's kind of probably the thing that comes to mind more than anything else is Sondheim on Sondheim, but obviously without the video of the actual Alan J. Lerner who died in 1986. I guess that would be the closest thing just based off this boilerplate information that we have to kind of give us an idea about what's to come from it.
Given the story right before that with Al Pacino playing Tennessee Williams, it's a new genre of shows, which is where the creators of show become characters in the new show.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of the extension of the artist pop music bio musical, because, I mean, they're essentially taking that work from you know, the popular culture world and bringing it into Broadway, although reviews have been around, you know, in theater forever. So it's not necessarily a new idea specifically, but having more of a jukebox musical kind of feel rather than a straight up review is interesting.
That reminds me, Adrienne Warren's going to play Tina Turner in a workshop of a new musical.
How did you know that that's what I wanted to talk about next? Yeah, or you know how to read. Speaking of shows moving towards a workshop, on Friday it was announced that Tina Turner had joined the creative and producing teams of a new musical about her life. The show will feature a book by Katori Hall, Frank Ketelaar, and Keith Prinz, while Phyllida Lloyd will direct. The show has been in the works for over a year, and a London-based workshop is upcoming. Tony nominee Adrienne Warren will play the music icon. No other casting or a timetable for the workshop is yet known. However, James, I can't think of a better casting choice to play Tina Turner than Adrienne Warren. I have been a huge fan of hers since I saw the out-of-town tryout of Bring It On the Musical in Atlanta, heck, 5-6 years ago now, and she is just so charismatic on stage. I think this is a perfect fit for her.
I love that. I wonder if the writers of this musical built this musical around Adrienne, or if it just happened that it was kismet and it fell together, but I totally agree with you. Yeah. She rocks. Totally.
She's fantastic. And obviously she was Tony nominated this past season for her role in Shuffle Along, or the making of a musical sensation of 1920 something or the dang it. I thought I had it. I had most of it.
You did. You got far enough into it where people are TLDR.
Yeah.
All right, so next up, Shaman and Whitman to write score for new Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig movie musical.
Yeah, James, last week we talked about Alan Menken and Glenn Slater writing a couple of songs for a new Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly movie where they're going to be playing Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. Well, a few days later, we learned that the writing team of Mark Shaman and Scott Whitman behind shows like Hairspray or the upcoming Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, amongst many others, will be writing the songs for a new musical starring Saturday Night Live alums Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig, based on the book Everything Is Coming Up Profits, The Golden Age of Industrial Musicals. Mark Platt will produce the film, which looks at how, quote, corporate America employed Broadway talent to take part in industrial shows from the 1950s to the 1980s to help motivate sales forces and educate employees on products. James, I know a lot of actors, both at the Broadway and regional levels, that still get different types of industrial work all over the place. So while the book kind of focuses on the 50s to the 80s, this is still a real thing that happens quite a bit.
Oh, industrial work is a huge boon for many a performer who needs to fill some empty holes in their schedule. Yeah. And I think it's great for everybody. And the fact that they're going to turn this into a movie, you know, makes me delay saying where are they going to put it, because if the movie's any good, then they'll just make a stage show out of it. So 3 years after the movie comes out, I'll be like, where are they going to put this?
Yeah, so, very well could happen with Shaman and Whitman involved. You definitely know that it is going to have Broadway level songs for sure.
Those boys, they're talented. They really are.
See.
Oh, is it April 1st?
No.
Is this the Onion podcast?
It is not.
Well, it says here in the script, I'm just reading it for the first time, Sylvester Stallone reportedly offer the chair for the National Endowment for the Arts. Are you drunk?
On Diet Coke. That's about the hardest stuff that I drink. But yeah, James, this is news that I don't really know how to take. I don't really have, you know, anything of substance to add to this. But on Friday, it was first reported by London's Daily Mail that the 70-year-old Academy Award nominated actor and writer has been offered the position of the chair of the National Endowment of the Arts by President-elect Trump. Sly is reportedly contemplating the offer. Stallone did receive his third Oscar nomination and a Golden Globe Award for last year's Creed, which is the latest film in the Rocky series, which he originally wrote and starred in back in the late 70s. And it was actually the first film that he did not write. James, the only takeaway that I have from this story is that at least Trump is not currently planning on eliminating the NEA. I mean, at least we know he's not getting rid of it if he's going to let Sly be in charge.
Well, I think that, you know, I think that this is terrible reporting, because everybody knows that Hasselhoff is going to take over the chair.
Germans love David Hasselhoff. If Russians loved David Hasselhoff, it would be a done deal.
I
don't know. I got nothing.
All right. You better get us out of here.
All right. Or not. If not, Rambo is going to come and take care of it for us. All right. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. You can find me on Twitter at BWW Matting. Subscribe to Something Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Jen and I will have a new episode later today in which we count down all of the Christmas and holiday traditions that we both love and hate from a pop culture perspective.
And my name is James Reno from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Thanks for spending some of your Monday with us, and we'll be back and talk with you tomorrow.